The tradition would be the better, but I can't venture. That does not look well. That I do not like. That is bad. That I shall assert myself. I shall make some remark over the advices and the consideration of Mahaprabhu. I can't do that. In spite of Sarvam Kamala's speaking, Varadhar Pandit did not came out with that temperament of chastising Mahaprabhu. In the case of Vallabhacharya, it was so. Vallabhatta, Vallabhacharya.
Does he agree to listen to Vallabhacharya's Bhashya of
Bhagavatam?
Maharaj Gadadhar Pandit, although Radharani herself, but still had a different mood. But the inline mood, which is not expressed in any Leela, is Radharani.
Yes, that is two corresponding Radha Krishna. And when in Gaud Lila, Acharya Lila, the Lila of distribution of the prayer, then Gaud Kalala, converted into Gaud Kalala, both converted. Krishna, the Gauranga, with the Bhav Kanti of Radharani, and Gadadhar, the man standing side, by his side, like Nishkincham, who has lost anything, lost everything. That's like a facsimile. Only a carcase. Only the pot without the spirit. Yes. But Mahaprabhu had so much inner attraction for him that exceeds to that of all his paraphernalia. Gadala.
Does that have any...
Guru Prima Mayotanu Pandit Gadala. As a love of Gauranga personified, we find in Gadala. Not such a degree of love to Gauranga is found anywhere. And then Sarup Damodar. Then Rupa Sanatan in that Madhura Rasa direction. And the other side, Nityananda Prabhu, is Vatsalya, Swachi Jagannath. And Advaita Prabhu, Sivas Pandit, they also have respect for Mahaprabhu, devotion, but another type. Not so deep from the standpoint of love, but respectful attachment. With some color of love. Hare Krishna. So our Guru Parampara is in that line. I am told by Damodar Maharaj that this Hiranyagarbha, Nodiyananda, and also one man who married Pandu, they have gone so far that he has left Lalita Prasad also. And they are very near to that Kiri Gosai, a church for it.
Kinkori
Gosai, whose highest qualification is that she dressed in this canvas, not cloth but canvas dress. And the canvas dressing has made him so famous to the foolish that they have found everything in the canvas. the canvas dress that surpasses everything in a Vaishnava sannyasi, as a foolish people.
I heard that he doesn't have
any
parampara.
But not the inner eye of appreciation, what is what. They will have to take shelter under external calculation. What is the criterion, standard of vairagya, the positive, no idea of positive attainment, what sort of thing it is, only by external abnegation or willful self-assertion, willful self-assertion, by physical privation. These are the charm for the foolish people, of those that are born to be deceived. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Physical calculation. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. The Naga sannyasis, they do not care even for a cloth. They are all naked. Should that be standard? They should be a guru to this Tinkari Gosai.
Yes.
He and this feels the want of a canvas. But they do not care even for that. So they should be guru to Tulsi, the gentleman, Tinkari Gosai. Tinkari. The name is also very appropriate.
Yes, completely impersonal and appropriate.
Name has got no sign of a Vaishnava Das. Vaishnava Das, Tin Kori.
What does that
three,
mean?
Three, what is Kori?
Kori is, these are shells, small shells, which were used.
Little kind shells, they used to pay money.
Right.
Tin Kori.
The wealth is the three shell, that is Satya Rajatamo.
The three shells.
Dino. Dino is fourth part.
Will
vanish. We'll fly away. Nidai Chaitanya. Bad fella.
Aapni shedin bolchilen Maharaj, je Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would because he being an expert astrologer would calculate certain plans and then go to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur would say something which might be against or not corroborating with his calculations. But that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would follow the instructions of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
He has got respect. The Shraddha is more than calculated truth. Bhaktivinoda Thakur followed the calculation of Kirpanjika.
Bhakti.
P.M. Bhakti. He followed. And as an astrologer, your astrologer, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he held that the Siddhanta ki?
Visiddha
Siddhanta. Type of calculation that may be true in the material sense. But still, he did not observe that. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur has accepted that Bhakti, P.M. Bhakti. He followed the calculation of P.M. Bhakti in Ekadashi, Janmashtami and all other things. The Shraddha is more true. Mahajan's acharan. The practice of Mahajan is more valuable than our human calculation. The physical truth, but the material truth has got not so much value. After all, it is based on false attitude of mind. So this truth should not be given a greater respect than the acharan, the intuitive practices of a pure devotee. That the intuition of a pure devotee should be given preference, then this truthful calculation of the ordinary persons here. The faith has got no connection with the actual so-called reality of this world. It is completely independent. Saddha mayuram loka. There is a world which is guided only by faith. Faith is everything there. And that is of infinite nature, all-accommodating. All-accommodating. The world of faith. Everything may be true there by the sweet will of the Lord. And here, the average calculation that has got no value. It is inconclusive and destructive in its ultimate goal. So it should be rejected. Rejected. Which the knowledge, the materials that come under the fallible calculation of the exploiting souls that has got no value whatsoever. Whatsoever. But in the world of infinite, their faith is the standard, only standard to move hither and thither. Just as the compass is the only director in the infinite ocean, when they cannot see the shippers, cannot see anything else, the compass is the only guide. Like that. In the world of infinite, what is that? Swayam samuttirjo sudustarum duman bhavadnabam bhimam adabhra saurida. Swayam samuttirjo sudustarum duman bhavadnabam bhimam adabhra saurida. Jinidhaya jata. Svadamukha bhavat padam hodhuha nava matrati nidhaya jata svadamukha hu bhavam bhagavatam. Only our guide like compass, the footsteps of those great personages that have traveled on the way. That should be our only guide. That this way is marked by the holy footsteps of those that has gone to the highest quarter. That is our Mahajano Jino Gatasapanta. So the Rishti Maharaj also say, Veda Bivinna, Sutayu Bivinna, Nasu Munichyascha Matamana Bhinna, Dharmascha Tattam Nihitam Guhaya. The real secret is concealed in the mysterious cave. Guhayam. Mahajano Jena Gatasya Pantha. The broad line chalked out by the trademark, by the footmark of those that are going to the divine world. That is our surest guide. Only that should be our surest guide. All else may be eliminated because calculation is fallible. And after all, justification comes from the absolute infinite. So any form of justification can come anywhere, any time. With this broadest view, that is Vaikuntha means no limitation. We are the boat, floating the boat in the infinite ocean. Anything may come to help and to non-help. This with good faith, only faith, good faith, only our optimistic good faith, that may be our leader, Gurudev. Mayanukulina Navasvetaina, Guru Karna Dharam, Guru Karna Dharam. The Guru is the guide. In the infinite ocean, I have floated my small boat, and the destination is uncertain to me, inconceivable to me, but it is conceivable to my Gurudev, the Guru. Guru Karna Dharam. And I am going with that faith, sincere faith in me. So, Mahajano Jena Gata Svapanta, Swayam Samuttijya Sudhustaram Duman, Bhavarnabang Bhima, a horrible ocean with so many waves and so many shark and the other tintiningil, what is that?
Whales
and other things. Danger, full of danger. Bhima madad prasaurida nidhaya jata svadanugruhu bhavat. So they are footsteps only our hope. We have to depend on that. Only to our relief that so many lights are like so many lighthouses. There are footprints, so many lighthouses in the infinite ocean to guide us to that place. Hare Krishna, Lord, Hare Lord, Faith, Saddha Mayurum Loka. Saddha Mayurum Loka. A hope in the infinite. Infinite, Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means infinite. But Saddha contains within it faith, good faith. Keep up good hope. There is a
in Africa, bottom of Africa.
Keep up good hope. Took turn, Vasco da Gama or something. Someone. So it's Shraddha means surcharged with some good hope in the infinite. Vaikuntha is infinite. And the Shraddha is only used to draw the attention of the infinite to me. The only way is Shraddha. By Shraddha we can attract the infinite and nothing else. Shraddha. And when and it gets a definite form through bhava, it comes to be prem, love divine. Shraddha. Columbus, floated his ship in the ocean and gradually anyhow went to America, got the land, yes, good home, Kali-Krishna, the cosmos there. After crossing, Vaikuntha, you may find the cosmos, Kali-Krishna, spiritual cosmos. And the Shraddha, the light in the darkness. Only Shraddha can guide when we are pathik means traveler. We are traveler in the infinite. The hope. I have heard that this is the way to that place that will keep our heart in rhythm. Sraddha, hope. Vishwas kare Sudhirjana, Krishna bhakti kare de sarva karma. No risk, no gain. Greatest risk, greatest gain. Sarva dharma am parityajya mam ekam saranam. I am everywhere. Not a room to be afraid of. It's only to come to that plane that I am your friend, I am everywhere, I am all in all, and you are mine own. These are the patheo means? Patheo.
Yes.
Patheo, the money necessary for the journey. What is that?
Patheo?
Fair. This is our only fair for the journey. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare Gaur Gaur. Gaur Hare Gaur, Gaur Hare Gaur, Gaur Hare. Nidai Chaitanya. Nidai Gaur Hare
Gaur. We were just discussing this. In the car we were discussing Raya Ramanandu at times displayed the mood of Arjuna. And also at times he was Lalita Sakhi.
Vishakha.
Vishakha.
Vishakha Sakhi. He was more known to us as Vishakha. Sakhi. But superficially he had some representation of Arjuna amongst the Mahaprabhu could detect that Balananda was had 5 sons and Balananda Pattanayak and that Baninatha and Gopinatha and Raya Ramananda and others too. So Mahaprabhu told him that you are my eternal friend. Balananda is Pandu and his 5 sons, they are Panchapandav. A similarity. And Ramananda is very close and intimate friend to mine, like that of Arjuna. That is an external impression of Mahaprabhu was given. But really, Ramananda's internal acquaintance is that of Vishakha. Vishakha. Hare Krishna. That is temporary and external fleeting sentiment of Mahaprabhu to his him in that manner. Arjuna, closest among those 5. Arjuna, Sakkarasa. Mahaprabhu dealt with Ramananda a little respectfully, outwardly. Outwardly, he used to see him with some respect, some deference. So, Sakha. But internally, with Sakhi, as Sakhi. And Sarva Damodar and Raya Ramananda, both of them were used to console him when the great flow, indomitable flow of love in separation arose in the heart of Mahaprabhu and ostentatiously disturbing him. These 2 friends, they tried their best to console him. Mahaprabhu. By diverting his mind towards different directions and sometimes giving impetus to his own line of thought and sometimes taking him towards other direction as the circumstance, according to the circumstance, they could read, they tried their best to give him relief of the outwardly painful gesture and movement of Mahaprabhu, Sarupa Ramala. For 12 years, continuous. When Advaita Prabhu almost dismissed him, and no longer you have got any necessity to stay in this world. Advaita Prabhu declared.
To Mahaprabhu.
To Mahaprabhu. Baul ke kohiyo ya kohiya che baul. Baul ke kohiyo hate na bikai chaul. Baul ke kohiyo lo kohiyo aul. Baul ke kohiyo ya kohiya che baul. In the mystic poems, he sent it to Mahaprabhu through Jagadananda Pandit. Mahaprabhu read it and became unmindful. Sarupa Damodar marked it and he took it and please hand it over to me. He read through it, Sarupa Damodar. And Sarupa Damodar told, who was the noir of everything, here Sarupa Damodar is asking what is the real meaning of this poem. Mahaprabhu saying in a vague way, answering the meaning, that I don't know what is the real purpose of this poem, but I guess that Advaita Acharya is very conversant with the ways of the Shastra, Shastric conduct of the deities. And in the Shastra generally we find first inviting invocation period and then for some time to keep him to serve the purpose, and when that is fulfilled, then departure. No longer we can keep with our general adoration the spirit. It is better there. The purpose for which you came here, you descended here, that is finished. Now it is better for us to retire. Sarsadhu Agam Shastrate Prabhu Abahan Sthiti and Abhisharcha. I don't know what is the real meaning, but I may guess something like that. Then Sarupa Damodar was unmindful. Oh, Advaita Acharya is bidding adieu to us all. But after that also, Mahaprabhu stayed for 12 years more. And that mood was not approachable by ordinary public. That was a high separation mood with Krishna. For the greatest degree and different types is displayed both physically, showingly physically or mentally. 12 years, continuous, like fire, a life of fire that was exhibited. Fire of separation that was shown. and what is not to be found elsewhere. There is so much intense feeling of separation with God. The God separation spirit can be so intense to such a degree to produce so many symptoms in the body and the mind and in the movement that is unknown to the world. Somewhat we get acquaintance from the life of Radharani. Radharani we get. But there also we do not find so many concrete evolution, as if to say, in the bands of divine separation. So much degree evolution we did not find anywhere. For all times, continuous and high intensity. Love, divine love, so much sacrifice. So intense sacrifice at the altar of the All Beautiful. So much appreciation for the Absolute Beautiful. So deep attraction, never seen anywhere in the history of the world, not even in any scripture it is mentioned like that. Any of the oldest scripture, no witness is found. And that was found the other day, on the 500 years back. And that is written in the books. That is verified by so many outlookers of genuine persons, men of standard thinking. Eyewitness, Rup, Sanatan, Raghunath, Sarvadamoda, Ramananda, and so many other, or so many eyewitnesses. Gold, hoodie, gold, gold, hoodie, gold. Gold, hoodie, gold, gold.
When our Guru Maharaj would translate, when he would translate the verse, Yugaitam Nimishena Chakshusha Pravrishaitam, he would Sunyaitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Birahim. He would always say that, O Govinda, feeling your separation, I'm feeling a moment to be 12 years or more. And so this word yuga, he would always translate it as 12 years. So that's not detectable in the Sanskrit, as far as I know. So I always took it that it had something to do with these 12 years of Mahaprabhu.
It is also current in Bhakali Vyudhari, that Bharavachari Ek Yug, it is told. One yug, 12 years in some sort of conception, the yug has been taken as 12 years. Then this Kali Yuga, Dabar Yuga, Satya Yuga, they have got their separate standard. Mm-hmm. But generally, 12 years consist a yuga. It is also current in the society. 12 years. Yuga itam nimeshena. Any yuga, any amount of time. Nimeshena. Unlimited. Chukshusha prabhusha itam. Eye shedding tears of a rainy season. The rainy season produces so many blood, then produce blood, inundate my eyes, are doing the same thing, it seems to me. Sunnayam jagat sarvam. The visible are being invisible to me, absent, so much absent-minded to the present paraphernalia, I can't see anything. Wherever I cast my glance, I see nothing. So much internal connection, attraction towards the center. The mind is attracted to some other direction in such a degree of intensity. You are seeing, I can't see anything. Looks are vacant. Sunnayam jagat sarvam. Govinda virahitam. Because I feel as if Govinda has withdrawn from me. Withdrawn from myself. So I have experienced such a peculiar type of existence in me. The whole thing is wrong. No interest. All interest is drawn towards Govinda. At such a degree that I am a stranger to my present environment. And nothing, no consciousness. Gone somewhere else towards infinite. Gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold. When there is a drought, the rivers, the tanks, lakes, all dried up. Such a drawn of water towards the gas water. Nowhere a drop of water. Something like that. The charm is drawn so extensively that all empty. Every department seems to be closed and empty. The general attraction drawn from here. Attention. Wholesale. Take note. The wholesale attraction of all the senses, mind, etc., everything. Yugāyitaṁ nimiṣeṇa cakṣuṣā prabhasāyitaṁ sunnāyitaṁ jagat-sarvaṁ govinda-virahīnaṁ. At times when a little slackened, then pull up water, flood, aside. Yugāyitaṁ nimiṣeṇa. When come in the relativity of his meeting, it seems the gap is like so many yuga. Yuga. I have lost the meeting consciousness long, long ago. I faint remembrance, recollection. Left so far in the back. I have some union, but I have left it so far in the backward direction, come so far off, far off. Yugāyitaṁ nimiṣeṇa. A gap of time, unlimited. A faint recollection I had once, but is then gone forever, perhaps. So much disappointment, degree of disappointment, despair. This is the standard of infinite world, standard of infinity. This is rather taking towards to have some experience of the standard of the infinite world. Yugāyitam nimeṣena cakṣuṣā prābhiṣāyitam. That says light years. We measure the distance of the planets by light years. So also here that Vaikuntha temperament is being measured by such standard. Yugāyitam nimeṣena cakṣuṣā prābhiṣāyitam. The audacity to deal with things so great and beyond our jurisdiction.
You're being very merciful, Maharaj. And you are actually drawing us to that platform, Maharaj. Although we have entry into that particular platform. But by your mercy.
For the time being, for you people, it may be for your benefit, I may be handled in such a way. Maybe we have come from so far and with so much eagerness that Katne Ganga, water with ooze, Ganges water with ooze from the wood. Gold, holy gold, gold. And the cooling atmosphere has come.
Am I right?
Well, the cooling atmosphere is coming.
I was just thinking, Maharaj, that this must be Vaikuntha.
Hare Krishna.
That you have brought us to such a platform, Maharaj, that the material world has completely receded.
Forgotten.
Yes, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Gold, hari, gold, gold, hari, gold, gold, hari, gold.
Maharaj, would you like to take some rest now? Of course, we are willing to continue, but I was just concerned about you.
When I come outside on the surface, I feel, of course, happy, want of rest. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. But you are also going tomorrow.
Yes,
you will go and you are also going.
Yes,
but this friend will remain for
yes,
some
sir.
Time.
Yes.
To engage us in that service. Yeah? Oh. Gold, hari, gold, gold, hari, gold, gold, hari, gold, gold, hari, gold. Ekon koto bajlo?
Sari chatte bajlo.
Sari?
Sari chatte.
Sari chatte. Now we may stop.
Yes,
today.
Siddhanti jati bhakti rakshak Sri Radhe Goswami Maharaj ki
jai.
Jagat Guru Srila Sri Radhe Goswami Maharaj ki jai.
Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj ki jai. Sevak Vrind ki jai. Maharaj Vrind ki jai. Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Bhakta Vrind ki jai. Govinda Maharaj, ekhane achen, e ache.
Govinda Maharaj nei Maharaj.
Nei, e niche giyechen.
I'm going to go to the next one. Nee, ik heb hier een room.